You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. And Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Here we go, ready on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzinga, all with you here today. We got a terrific show coming up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking some football today. And by the way, we are 9 days away from the first football game. Albeit a preseason game, we are 9 days away from the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, between the Detroit Lions and the Los Angeles Chargers. So football is around the corner. Big Ten media days, or as Mark likes to call them, hyperbole days, are underway in the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are going to check in live. Tom Kakert will join us from HawkeyeReport.com and take the temperature of the room in Las Vegas. The first six coaches and Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, talking today. Kirk Ferentz will talk on Thursday. But the players are also speaking during the time we are on the air on Thursday. So that is why we are going to be talking to Tom today. We do appreciate that. So Tom Kakert will join us coming up in the back half of the program. We'll let you know what's happening in Las Vegas. We'll have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you. A little bit of baseball and a whole lot more here on the program today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you at all times. 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, again, 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM down in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Happy Tuesday to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone. And from what I saw today, I didn't see a lot of hyperbole out of the coaches at the first session of the Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas. And there won't be much exaggeration from Kirk Ferentz on Thursday either. And we know that. But he is up on Thursday. This is the first of three, as I said. And I thought Kurt Cignetti of Indiana had some kind of he's not one of my favorites, but he's kind of interesting to listen to. He's got a lot of quality players back from that 11-win team. And, you know, he said, we're not interested in maintaining. We're interested in doing better than what we did last year. We'll see about that.
It's going to be hard to top what Indiana did last year.
And I was just thinking, you know, it's an 18-team league now. Who are the Big Ten coaches? I'll give you time to think about it. Big Ten coaches who are characters in this league. They're guys you can count on for a soundbite.
Ooh. Give me a minute.
We got to pay homage first.
Yeah, we've got to say hi to Isaac first. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Starting the show off very similar fashion, sending emails. That's back-to-back
well,
days.
Well, that's what
now.
You do, man.
Yeah, that is. I've learned, like I said yesterday, that's a big part of this job.
That is. And also reminding me, hey, dummy, we're going to give away Hank Williams Jr. tickets today.
I think you've got it under control today, though. I have full confidence.
Yeah, we got two pair of tickets. We're going to give one away toward the beginning of the program here, and then one toward the back half after we talk with Tom Kakert. So, yeah, we will give you a chance to win tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. at the Iowa State Fair with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. And that'll be on Friday, August the 15th at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. The one and only, maybe the best one in America, the Iowa State Fair. I know there have been polls and whatnot, and it's usually in the top 10 for sure, top 5 in some instances, but yeah, you need to get to the State Fair if you haven't. 319-366-1600, but first of all, Mark, my gosh, we pay, as Jeff says, he starts things off today, we must pay homage to the one and only, loved by many, hated by some, but whatever your thoughts were about him, he was someone who changed the world of music. The one and only Ozzy Osbourne passing away today. after probably narrowly missing out on passing out many other times during his, 79 years?
76.
76 years on this great sphere of ours. But his family putting that information out today. What didn't Ozzy do?
Yeah, I mean, he was relevant for right up until his last show, which was just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I wasn't a huge Black Sabbath fan, but you couldn't avoid Ozzy Osbourne. After Black Sabbath, he had a pretty good solo career. And then the reality show, which I thought at times was pretty funny. Pretty funny. But
he was never going to win an Academy Award Emmy.
No. But he was one of one.
He was a character. He was a character. And, of course, we'll always have the connection in the state of Iowa, in Des Moines, with Ozzy Osbourne on one fateful night when Ozzy did something he probably later on kind of said he regretted. But if you know about what I'm talking about, great. If not, then I don't want to, say something and then have your kids in the car. What happened? You know what I'm talking about, Isaac?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Very good. Had something to do with a concert in Des Moines many, 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 many years ago for Ozzy Osbourne. But, yeah, and some of the great albums, great name. Blizzard of Oz, still one of the greatest names of an album ever. And like you said, whether it was a reality show setting, a concert, didn't do a lot of concerts toward the end of his career, obviously. Had some health issues the last 5 years, Parkinson's, et cetera, et cetera. But man alive, he was entertaining.
He was, for sure. He was. He had his demons, to be sure, as a lot of people do. But like I said, he was one of one. There was only one Ozzy Osbourne.
Were you an Ozzy Osbourne fan, Isaac?
I don't know about fan. Indifferent. Obviously, you got to recognize the influence, I guess was how I'd put it. You got to respect the influence on the industry that he had. And so that's how I'd sort of phrase it.
How many times is Crazy Train going to be played around the country today?
Oh, gosh. I got to go see if actually Z's planning on doing that. I think that's a good question.
Ooh,
see if they're,
ask the girls.
If that's something they're up to.
Ask the girls. Yes, Gene, you are correct. Had something to do with a flying rodent in Des Moines.
I don't even remember this. So.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Oh, that was a big thing. That was a big thing when it happened, and even
is
it after
something
it
you
happened.
Can't tell on the air.
Well,
or what?
It's
just kind of gross.
Yeah,
I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, it's not one of the more sanitary things to be done at a concert. Let's just put
it that
way.
I'll look it up. Okay.
I'll tell you during the break. rest in peace, Ozzy. Rest in peace. 319-366-1600. Let's get to Big Ten Media Days in Las Vegas. Day number one. To answer your question, I think Cignetti might be, man, P.J. Fleck. P.J. Fleck and Cignetti might be the two guys that are characters that are left in the Big Ten.
Good coaches who are also characters. I got to throw Bielema in there.
Yeah, he's probably third. I would go.
He used an expletive today.
Well, of course he did.
That makes him a character, right?
Of course he did. You don't have your Bo Schembechlers in there anymore. Certainly you don't have your Hayden Fries in there anymore. That would, in the old days, Mark, of Big Ten Media Days, you were at many, many of those where the feature was not getting up on the dais and talking. The feature was on the side, and then the big feature was at night in the bar when the coaches would get together informally. And that's when you learn things.
Yeah, it was pretty sanitary today. I thought by and large, I didn't see all of it. I thought Petiti was actually kind of boring. There's some good questions. Scott Docterman, friend of the show, ask about schedules.
Yep.
SEC believes it has the toughest schedule and balancing. Should conferences play the same number of conference games? Petiti said, "Nah, we're pretty proud of what the Big Ten does."
And I think you should be proud of what the Big Ten does. And
he's not going to get into it with the SEC.
This reminds me of the USSR back in the day, between the SEC and the Big Ten a little bit.
The Cold War?
It is. This is, but it's not so cold. I mean, they get along and they're in the same room with one another. That was not the case back in the Cold War days. But give it a Google if you like. Different, you know, apples to oranges somewhat, but I would agree with you. Yeah, not a whole lot of landmark stuff coming out of the Big Ten. And we'll talk and we'll ask Tom Cakert his opinion about it day one and how that went. But to be honest with you, I think everybody should play the same number of conference games. I don't think the SEC is any less powerful or more powerful or whatever. They came out with a litany of paperwork on how, yeah, we only play eight, but it's better than your nine.
Mm-hmm.
And now Tony Petiti coming back saying, yeah, but we have nine.
Yeah, he did say that we can't, or we meaning the Big Ten or any other conference, make it any more difficult for the College Football Playoff Committee. I'd kind of agree with that. Let's make it simpler.
Speaking of not making it simpler, though, there is no informal poll. We talked about the Cleveland.com poll yesterday. Iowa picked to finish seventh. Penn State, your preseason favorite. There are no preseason teams for the Big Ten. There are, however, Mark, there's a preseason honoree list, which is very confusing because it goes in alphabetical order, for one, and you can have 16 defensive backs on this thing if you want, and two offensive linemen. You're not going to win many games that way, but it's odd, just like everything as far as hyperbole days are concerned. Preseason honor list, two Hawkeyes on that list. That would be center Logan Jones out of Council Bluffs Lewis Central and offensive tackle Jennings Dunker. They are both on the list. I think if you're an Iowa fan and you see two offensive linemen that are quote-unquote honorees of the Big Ten for preseason, you got to be feeling pretty good at this point, don't you?
Absolutely. And this was a bunch of media getting together and coming up with 16 names. I don't know if it was...
There are 18 teams, by the way.
Apparently, it was restricted to 16 names. Maybe only 16 names came up. There was only one unanimous. But it's very odd. Very odd to throw out 16 names and call it an honor list. Okay, fine. I mean, okay.
And no one from the state of Michigan. No Michigan Wolverines on this list. No Michigan State Spartans on this list. Michigan noted for being absent more than Michigan State. Matt, the Michigan fan, agrees with me on that one. But you got two Hawkeyes. You got two Hoosiers. You got two Fighting Illini. Luke Altmyer, one of the quarterbacks on the team. See, I call it a team, but it's not a team. It's a list.
Mm-hmm.
It's a list. You've got two players from Oregon, two defensive players. You got Drew Aller on there from Penn State, so you end up with two quarterbacks. Ohio State had Jeremiah Smith, and he is the only player that was named on all the so-called ballots was Jeremiah Smith. Caleb Downs, a safety on there, and linebacker Sonny Styles on there as well. Three Penn State players, Drew Aller, Nick Singleton, the running back, and Danny Dennis Sutton, the defensive end. Penn State's latest big-time rush end.
How many from Indiana?
Two.
They have three returning first-team all-conference players.
D'Angelo Pons and Mikhail Kamara.
They have three returning first-team all-conference. Is there any kickers, punters?
No, we don't kick or punt in the Big
Ten. Okay, all right. That's how silly this honor list is.
We don't kick or punt.
But congratulations to Dunker and Jones.
Yeah. Got two
live up to it.
Two Hawkeyes on there. And it is, it's, that's really odd, in my opinion. Very odd, in my opinion. You would want to get as many people recognized in the preseason as you would like, wouldn't you?
Phil Steele would not approve. He has like, what, six teams in each league,
yes,
or something like that? Five or six teams? Yeah.
Phil Steele's got everybody named.
He does.
Isaac, you may be on one of the teams.
I would doubt that.
We are going to be efforting Mr. Steele, by the way. We always talk to Phil Steele before the year gets started. So college football's around the corner, whether you like it or not. A month from tomorrow, a month on the calendar, until the game in Ireland between Iowa State and Kansas State. The green version of Farmageddon over in Dublin this year on August the 23rd. So one calendar month from tomorrow, we will have Iowa State football.
Iowa Media Day. I didn't check Iowa State. Iowa Media Day sent out a notification yesterday, August 9th, I think, if
correct,
that's a Friday. Yeah.
Or 8th.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, all this football is right around the corner. 319-366-1600. And why don't we go ahead and give away one of our pair of tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. right now at the Iowa State Fair. You get two tickets to see Hank and special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. And we're going to have two chances to win for you in the program today. We are off tomorrow due to Cubs baseball. And then we will have two more chances for you to win on Thursday. 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number six right now. And please only call if you can go to the show over in Des Moines on Friday night, August the 15th at the State Fairgrounds over at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. 319-366-1600. And if you have been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. State Fair entrance, by the way, not included. These are just tickets. So you have to pay your way into the fairgrounds. But it is well worth it. Make a day of it, Mark. You've been there. I've been there. There's nothing like the State Fair. It is a slice of Americana.
Never saw Ozzy Osbourne there, but saw some excellent concerts.
I don't know if Ozzy was at the State Fair. He was
in
Des Moines.
I don't either. That's why I never saw him.
He was in Des Moines. We know that. Yeah. In 2030, yes, it was gross for what he did. So we'll get you the name of our winner coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk to Tom Kakert here in just a little bit. And we're going to get you to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well. Do you want me to go ahead and update the folks on what's happening in Carroll and in Sioux City and in Fort Dodge right now, or do you want to wait?
Doesn't matter. I can do it. You can do it.
I'll go ahead and do it right now.
You got it.
And you can take those off the scoreboard and while we wait for the name of our winner. Class 4A going on today over at Lewis and Clark Park in Sioux City. Had nice crowds yesterday, by the way, for those 4-3A games. 4A going on right now. Earlier today, City High with a win over Waukee. Little Hawks go to the semifinals for the second consecutive year. I know they were there last year. 5-3 as City High wins. They will take on the winner of the game going on right now between Prairie and Johnston. And Prairie has jumped out to a 2-0 lead in that particular ball game. As I want to see if I can find who came up with the hits here for Prairie. That would
Colin McClintock.
Be Colin McClintock. You betcha. Center fielder coming through with a couple runs for Cedar Rapids Prairie. So Hawks with the lead right now at 2-0 in 4A. Class 2A, Underwood shutout Cascade, ending the Cougars' day and season earlier today, that by a score of 3-0 in a snappy ball game over in Carroll. And going on right now, just a final. Unity Christian has beaten Mediapolis, that by a score of 5-1, so it'll be Underwood taking on Mediapolis. Let's get to the girls' scores coming up here in just a moment, but before that, Isaac, who is our winner today?
That would be Todd in West Branch. I also want to make sure, first, Todd said he had never been to the state fair, and this is
Todd
giving him a reason to go.
There you go.
Also worth noting that this is only tickets to the actual show, not
correct,
to the state fair itself. So you do have to buy entry to the state fair on your own.
I did mention that.
Okay, I didn't catch it. So.
I did mention that, so, but it's well worth it. Get to the fair, see what you got.
So, but congratulations to Todd. We'll have another opportunity in, 20-ish minutes or so.
All right. State softball. First of all, in 4A consolation, Xavier did win their final game today. Beats Dallas Center Grimes. I think it was 1-0. Was that 2-0? Okay, 2-0. So Xavier did win their final game of the year after that disappointing loss yesterday. 2A quarterfinals today. Van Meter 11-3 over East Marshall. Number one rated, number one seeded Van Meter with the win. They will take on West Fork. They beat Durant 7-1 in Class 2A. And in Class 3A from earlier on today, it was Williamsburg beating the Washington Demons 7-2. They will take on, they go from one demon to another demon, Albia, the Blue Demons. They beat Esterville Lincoln Central 2-1. So it is chalk in 3A. The semifinals will be Dubuque Wallard and PCM, and Williamsburg taking on Albia. Right now on the Diamonds, and let's see, one game is ongoing, I believe, as I get the update right here. And no, it isn't. Okay. So there you go. You're updated on everything right now from state baseball and state softball, and hopefully three MVC-CIML matchups today, and MVC got the first one. They lead the second one, so we'll see how that plays out.
Liberty coming up tonight, I think. Yeah,
Liberty will be in action later on. All right, let's get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We're going to talk to Tom Cakert live from the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, here in just a little bit. But we need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall, and they are next to the Home Depot. I talked to Jamie today, as a matter of fact. She says hi. We say hi to Jamie and Chris and everybody over there.
Absolutely. A lot on the board today. Major League Baseball tends to produce some oddities fairly rarely, and there were a couple more last night. The Phillies walked off the Red Sox on a catcher's interference call, the first time that has happened since 1971. And against the Twins, Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani became the third pitcher ever to hit and allow a first-inning home run. The last player to do it was Philadelphia's Randy Lurch in a 23-22 win over the Cubs.
Wind was blowing out
in
that day.
1979. Give us a shout if you were there. In baseball tonight, Cedar Rapidian Mitch Keller is the scheduled starter for Pittsburgh against the Tigers. Keller, unfortunately, has the worst run support of any regular starter in baseball. Isaac, the University of Pennsylvania, announced today a $20 million gift to its wrestling program. The donation came from wealth management executive and Penn alum Dave Patrick and will be used for facilities and program operations. The college basketball crown tournament that debuted last season will return, but with a field of 8 teams instead of 16. Nebraska won the Fox postseason tourney last year. Finally, Ian Baker Finch has announced he will retire as a television golf analyst after this season. He has spent 19 of his 30 years in the industry with CBS.
Interesting media day today. number one with golf on television. And I believe this is NBC's last year of their contract as well. And there's talk that NBC is not going to re-up for golf, which I believe leaves the door open for ABC/ESPN to get back into big-time golf, which they were the lead dog back 20, 30 years ago in the day. But those are just rumors. Wonder if Ian Baker Finch really wanted to retire. Did they kind of suggest? I think he's a good analyst. I think he's really good.
I think he's solid. And, I'm 30 years in the business. That's
a long time.
So we'll see what happens there with CBS and the rest of the golf landscape.
We are particularly happy that the big announcement from ESPN Radio earlier today. If you have not heard, Rich Eisen Show is coming back to ESPN Radio. And Rich will be on starting September the 2nd. Is that right, Isaac?
Yep.
September the 2nd from 11 to 2. So how about that? That's good news for us with the mothership.
That's like adding a power arm or a power hitter. I love Rich Eisen. And congrats to ESPN. And we're very fortunate to be part of that family.
Yeah, and that's going to be a terrific move for everybody. For everybody.
It gives them a real marquee name that ESPN Radio has kind of been missing. Not to diss anyone that's on now, but it hasn't had a real marquee sort of radio person for a little bit. And this brings it back.
Very much so. Very much so. And on the text line, that Prairie game is in the fourth inning. Prairie is up 2-0. There is a leadoff single for Johnston, though, in the bottom of the fourth. I believe the Dragons, this is their 12th straight appearance at the state baseball tournament. I think their coach is going out after this year. I believe that's their Johnston coach.
They've been good.
That is retiring. They've kind of been the benchmark over the years of state baseball in 4A. Not that we haven't had some. I mean, Kennedy's been right up there. Valley has had some good teams. Mm-hmm. So, but Johnston, 12 years in a row, that is a pretty healthy string.
Pretty strong.
Pretty strong. White Sox gunning for their fifth in a row tonight.
Who knew?
Who knew? 3:31, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll catch up with Tom Kakert and talk Big Ten Media Days with Tom right after this as you're listening to a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it's going to be a toasty day today. Temperatures will be making their way into the mid to upper 80s, and it is going to be very humid, leading to heat index values around the triple digits, which has prompted a heat advisory for this afternoon. As we head into this evening, there may be an isolated shower or storm, then partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow is going to be even hotter with a lot of sunshine and temperatures in the low 90s, heat index values back near 100. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Hi, I'm Stacey Dayball, your branding specialist with KZIA. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, it starts with a conversation and a transformation. I'll sit down with you one-on-one to uncover what makes your business unique and build a strategy that tells your story in a way people remember with our proven transformation system. We don't just advertise, we build your brand, your voice, your future. Let's make your business unforgettable. Schedule your meeting with me today at KZIA.com under the Brandsformation tab.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar. And this summer, are you ready to climb to the top? Gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August the 17th, you can play each day for free in the Quick Rewards app and score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab, like an ice-cold Pepsi, bold Mountain Dew, hydrating Gatorade or Propel, sparkling bubblers, smooth Starbucks, refreshing Pure Leaf, or the high-voltage taste of Rockstar. Grab one of those with a hot food item and earn two bonus plays. And every week, someone's cashing in as the cash prize climbs by $5,000, going higher and higher until one person reaches the top, scoring the ultimate $250,000 cash prize. Open your Quick Rewards app and get climbing for your chance to win, because this summer, the view from the top is worth every play. Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion, September 20th. Sample tasty suds from Iowa breweries, enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest, September 20th in Uptown Marion and City Square Park. Presented by Club Pilates and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at marioncc.org. Must be 21 or older.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the job delivered. Large orders of lumber, doors, windows, paint, plumbing, anything the job needs, all from one partner. Get it today with same-day delivery. Get it tomorrow with next day delivery on 50,000 plus products. Or get it on your timeline with scheduled delivery on everything from framing to flooring. It's time to get your whole job, all your jobs delivered. Ask about all our new delivery options at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
Empower. Jen has ordered a decadent seafood tower, king crab legs, lobster tails, and a waterfall of caviar. Pricey? You bet. But Jen worked with Empower on her savings and investment strategy and planned for splurges like these. She got good at money, so she can be a little bad. Ooh, champagne. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. OMG, those shrimps are really jumbo.
3:35, back with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. We'll keep you updated on what's happening over at Sioux City. Prairie still up 2-0 over Johnston. That is in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two on, one out for the Dragons right now. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. And we're going to talk some more about the Big Ten Media Days going on in Las Vegas. And we're going to do that as we speak. As kind enough to join us here is Tom Kakert. Tom, of course, with Hawkeye Report, part of the On3.com network. And lucky and happy enough to be in Las Vegas today. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. We kind of just got done with the coaches. So, you know, some of the players and coaches on the side sessions are going to start up here in a little bit. But, yeah, it's a quiet day for Iowa, though, because we don't – Iowa stuff doesn't happen until Thursday. So, got to see Michael Oxley do an Elvis impression. And, yeah, pretty much – and Brett Bielema talk about when he was a student at representing Iowa at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago and how what that was like for him. So, yeah, an okay day, I guess.
Well, that answers Mark's earlier question to start off the program today was, are there any characters left among the coaches in the Big Ten? So there you go. You got Mike Locksley doing Elvis impressions.
No, I said Bielema. We got Cignetti maybe. What do you think,
I said
Tom?
Fleck.
Yeah.
Boy, Cignetti was firing off the cliche, the coaching cliches right today. You know, it was just, it was incredible. It was just like, boy, he does not lack for confidence, if you haven't noticed. But, boy, he was firing off cliches today. It was wild. But, yeah, he's getting after it. You know, Tony Petitti opened things off today, and the war with the SEC continues over the college football playoff format. And the thing I've been saying about it, if people don't know, basically Petitti wants to see the SEC go to 9 conference games, and then he's fine, I think, going with this 5 auto bids and then 11 of the at-large qualifiers. But right now he's sticking with this 4-4-2-2-1 format that he's trying to sell, basically 4 from the SEC, 4 from the Big Ten every year automatically. And it's not a great hand to play, but I think he's got the best argument to make, which is the odd thing, where I think he's got a legit argument to say that the SEC needs to have 9 conference games, given some of the drugs that they just pull out every year with, you know, playing Samford and Furman and whoever else every year. So it's the verbal battle continues.
Well, we've got the annual Cleveland.com poll where Penn State is number 1, Iowa 7. We'd normally have media, maybe coaches, all Big Ten preseason teams, but we got something called an honors list, and I don't quite understand it, Tom.
We have gone away from doing anything that is interesting on a conference level.
You said,
you know,
it.
At least Cleveland.com and the Kings of the North both did their polls, and at least they'll do a poll, and I think it's pretty accurate. Kings of the North, which is like Ugly Maurice and guys who used to work for the Ohio State Papers, and Cleveland.com still does their poll every year, which is great. Kings of the North had I voted in both of them, and Kings of the North had Iowa ninth. I had Iowa fifth. But they also do defensive and offensive player of the year, coach of the year, that sort of stuff. So there's at least something there. But, you know, the offensive and defensive player of the year, I know it'll come as a shock. One of them is Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State, and the other one is Caleb Downs from Ohio State. And that doesn't surprise anybody, given that they might be the two best players, on one on offense and the other one on defense. I mean, they might be the two best players in the country at their positions. I don't know that they'll get a bunch of an argument from that. So, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Nobody, no Michigan Wolverine on that selected list today that the Big Ten put out. That's unusual.
Yeah, and they lost a lot of their kind of firepower, especially with those the defensive line that they had last year. So they lost some of that firepower. But it's just it's interesting. Two Iowa players made it. We should mention that Jennings Dunker and Logan Jones made it. One of the fun things about this group of Hawkeye players that came is that two of them got married in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Logan Jones got married, and Ethan Herkett got married, and also Aaron Graves got married. So I had three mm-hmm. guys that got married in the last month, all on different weekends, so everybody could make it to the weddings, I guess. But yeah, it's a slog though with 3 days, and you know, when you're out here, you're just sort of stuck and you're going to all the stuff. Whereas in Indy, I kind of like to duck in for a day and do the Iowa stuff and then duck back out. Mm-hmm. But out here, you have to run the full race, I guess.
Tom, I'm looking forward to looking at a lot of things with the Iowa football program, and of course, Kirk Ferentz will talk on Thursday. One of them is the running back position, of course, with Caleb Johnson graduating. Do you foresee a running back by committee, or will Moulton take the reins, or it will be a group of role players? How do you see that position panning out?
Well, let me position this by saying that last year at this time, I was like leading the Kamari Moulton bandwagon, and you know how that turned out. I wasn't like talking about Caleb Johnson a whole lot, and because you know, we kind of knew he was going to get suspended for the first half of the first game at least, and just kind of murky what would happen to him. And you know, it's not unlike, you know, back in 2008 with Sean Green, because he was coming back to the team and he was overweight in camp, and then all of a sudden he takes off and he wins the Doak Walker Award, and Caleb almost did that this past year. So just never know. But I would lean towards more of a committee, just because I'm not sure that Kamari is built for, you know, 25 carries a game. He's a slider frame guy. So I'll kind of stick with that. We'll see some Jazz Patterson. I think we'll see one of those third backs, if it's going to be Brevin Dahl or Xavier Williams, one of those guys, I think, ends up being the third back. Another guy to watch on third downs in particular is T.J. Washington, Terrell Washington Jr., who was at wide receiver a lot last year. And, you know, talking to Tim Lester this summer, he seems to really be interested in using him as kind of a third down back, as a receiver, and they seem like they can put him in the slot and he can do a lot of things.
Of course, Iowa goes into the season with a proven quarterback, but not proven wearing black and gold. A lot has been talked about with Mr. Gronowski, but he has still not thrown at least a pass in Kinnick Stadium for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And it all comes down to quarterbacks. So that's going to be, I'm sure that's the big question coming up on Thursday when Kirk talks.
Yeah, it's going to be there'll be two topics, I think. I think Kirk turning 70 next week is going to be a topic. And then I think, the quarterback position with Gronowski, because we didn't get to see him actually, you know, throw footballs and things like that this spring. Just, you know, he's coming back off of surgery, so he's gotten healthy. He says he's ready to go. So I think they'll be fine there. And I think Gronowski's got something to him. I've made the comparison to Riley Leonard with him just because he's a veteran guy and he's not afraid to kind of put his nose down a little bit and just kind of get 3 yards when he needs 3 yards. And Iowa hasn't had a quarterback like that. Really, maybe C.J. Beathard might have been the last one that would do a lot of running, and he paid the price for that early in the year and didn't do a lot of it late. But, you know, you remember against Iowa State, he had a couple of big runs that were significant to the team. So I really, you know, the thing that jumps out at me about Brock Gronowski is he's 49-6 as a starting quarterback at the college level. Now, I know that's at South Dakota State, and it's different than the Big Ten, but that's 49-6 still. That's a lot of winning at a good level of football and being very successful at it.
How about his weapons, Tom? And I ask because I think people tend to forget the guy who burst on the scene last year as a freshman, and then he got hurt, Vanderzee.
Yeah, I think this wide receiver room is deeper than it's been in a long time. It really is. It's got a lot more talent, a lot more depth. I think they could go 7 deep. I'll tell you the guy to watch is KJ Parker. I know they're super high on him. They really like the Phillips kid that they brought in the portal. Jacob Gill, Vanderzee. They've got some guys that they feel like. Dayton Howard's another one that they really like. So they've got some weapons, but I'd really. And Seth Anderson, didn't even mention him. He was maybe their best receiver this spring. But he's had to deal with the health issues where he just hadn't stayed healthy. He's had hamstring after hamstring after hamstring. So I think it's going to be fascinating how John Budmeyer and Tim Lester divvy out all those reps at wide receiver. But there's no question he's got more talent.
Tom Kakert, for live from Las Vegas at Big Ten Media Days, joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We don't often get to say that the defense, I don't think you can say with Phil Parker defense, question mark, but there are a lot of new faces that are going to be on that defensive side of the ball for sure. And maybe it's a good thing that Albany is the first game, not to take anything away from the Great Danes, but
they're not listening anyway.
They're not
Scott.
Listening anyway. So I will take it. You're going to see a lot of different folks out there, though. You mentioned some guys, though, that are coming back. Graves and Herkett, that's a good starting point up front, but there's going to be new folks back there.
Yeah, and you've got, I think, one of the keys, too, you got Max Llewellyn coming back. Well, he wasn't a starter. I would argue that the second half of the year, he played like he was a starter, and he was their best pass rusher the second half of the year, I think. And get him back. Brian Allen is back after injury. I think linebacker's the big question mark, but I'll say this, probably 2 years ago, I would have said the same thing with Jay Higgins. You know, that, oh boy, you're filling Jack Campbell's shoes. How can you fill Jack Campbell's shoes? You know, he's a first-round draft pick. How are you going to do that? Well, Jay Higgins goes out and sets the all-time mark for a single season for tackles and follows it up with another 100-plus tackles the next year. So he's I'm curious how Jaden Harrell's going to do. I've always been a fan of Carson Shire, and I know they've really thought a lot of him. But, again, it's been injuries with him at linebacker. So so we'll see how that all shakes out. But corner, I think, is a position of question. The Berrios kid that they got from South Dakota may end up pushing to be a starter this year. So that'll be something to watch in camp.
Tom, we did talk about the preseason poll, and I think, you know, it's kind of indisputable that Ohio State and Penn State are right up there, Oregon, whatnot. But as far as the rest of the league, and it was really unexpected with Indiana last year, but is there a team like the Hoosiers that you think might exceed expectations?
That's a great question. I don't know. You know, I like the Illinois team, veteran quarterback, good coach. I think they know who they are. But I don't know that they're surprised because what they did last year. Can USC ever be a surprise team? They might be. you know, I don't know. They've just got so much talent that it's hard to say, well, boy, poor, you know, USC, suddenly they're good. But I wonder if they're going to have a bounce back year this year. And, you know, we look up and they're like 9 wins or something. And Lincoln Riley's off of a hot seat if he was even on one. But that might be one I'd throw out there. Just I think SC and everybody's kind of pumping up Nebraska today about how they're going to – this is going to be the year that things really turn for Matt Rhule and company. So we'll see if that happens as well.
You mentioned coaches on the hot seat. Rhule's not on the hot seat. We know that. I think Lincoln Riley, though, if things don't go well – through the first half of the year, I think he's number one in this conference.
He is. He's got a massive buyout, though. I think it's not Jimbo Fisher, but it's in that neighborhood. So, the guy I'm curious about, maybe heading to the hot seat, is Luke Fickell. Things have just not gone well the first 2 years, and if they're 4-8 this year, and that's a real possibility when you look at their schedule. That they could be 4-8, boy, and he's kind of thrown the OC overboard already. And when do they start coming for you after you've kind of changed coordinators and everything? That's a big question.
Thinking to myself, Tom, what will Kirk Ferentz say in response to turning 70? What do you think?
No better place to do it than Las Vegas, though. By the way,
he'll probably say, "I feel great. I feel great."
Yeah,
I feel like I can keep coaching for many years to come. I don't know. I've always used the analogy of where is Kirk Ferentz on the golf course? Is he at the 18th tee box? Is he in the fairway in the 18th? Is he still in the 17th green putting? I don't know.
God, but that's a great analogy, Tom.
Yeah, is he close to his round being done? He is, but I've kind of contended he's been on the 17th and 18th for about 4 years, so I don't know. Maybe he's hitting a lot of balls in the woods or something. Who knows?
He's re-teeing. He's got a lot of mulligans left.
Yeah.
We should all have a lot of mulligans left. In that situation. Biggest difference between Las Vegas and Indianapolis or anywhere else for Big Ten Media Days?
Halas has a poker room to go to.
Yes, I was going to say, do not play poker with Halas.
I was out with Mr. Halas last night. We got some In-N-Out burgers together and hung out at the Aria for a bit. So, we were did not gamble yet. But we may do that tonight. But, I think the biggest difference is dry heat. It's just a dry heat. It's not as humid. I mean, we were walking around last night, and boy, it's warmer back home in a lot of ways in terms of just walking around sweating than the dry heat that's out here.
Very good. All right. Well, hey, enjoy it, and it's going to be game time before long, so we'll talk to you then, man. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Tom Kakert joining us from Hawkeye Report, and Las Vegas, the Big Ten Media Days. Never thought you'd say the words Las Vegas and Big Ten Media Days,
Mark. I think it's a good place to have it. Although Indianapolis was really good. Chicago has been good, but I don't know about moving it around. Vegas makes sense.
It does. It makes all kinds of sense, unless you're Maryland or Rutgers.
Lincoln Riley contract buyout, by the way, $90 million reported. They're a private school, so they don't have to make that public available, but the reports are $90 million.
They got folks, though.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
They got folks. 319-366-1600. We are going to give away our second pair of tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. at the Iowa State Fair. That is going to be coming up on Friday night, August the 15th. We've got your tickets to the show. You do need to buy the tickets to get into the state fairgrounds, but we have your tickets to see Hank Williams Jr. with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show. And we got those right now for you. Call our 6 at 319-366-1600. You get our second pair of tickets that we are giving out on the program here today. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for you right after this.
Progressive knows sports brings people together, but you gotta feel bad for people who don't even get it. Some people will never know what it's like to see their favorite team's hopes decided by a ping pong ball to draft the next superstar. Or not. I mean, sure, it's silly for your happiness to hinge on the success of a 20-year-old entry-level employee, but you just can't help yourself. The stress is exhilarating. Progressive can't bring people together like the draft, but we can bring your home and auto insurance together with a bundle. So switch and see if you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Evan Cohen here. Typically, you don't associate speed with quality. For example, you don't go through a fast food drive-thru and expect a gourmet meal to go. Well, here's an exception. If you're hiring, you can find candidates fast who are also extremely qualified for your job. Just use ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter's advanced resume database, you can proactively find qualified candidates in minutes. No wonder why ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/sports. That's ZipRecruiter.com/sports.
Back with you to close up shop on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We're off tomorrow as Cubs baseball against the Royals. You hear that tonight. You got a matchup of all matchups tonight. 45-year-old Rich Hill on the mound for the Royals and his 14th Major League team going up against Mr. Boyd, who's been very, very good. So not telling you what I'm thinking, but I think Cubs are looking good tonight.
Yeah, I think a bounce back for the Cubs is coming tonight against Rich Hill.
Spencer on Sports coming up next, hosted by Spencer Wagon of the first place Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, first place, 11 straight wins. One win away, by the way. I don't know if I can give a free pub, but there's no locations around here. One win away from a free burger for all of Milwaukeeans.
Ooh.
George Webb Restaurants, if they win 12 straight, everybody in Milwaukee area gets a free burger. So it's up to Jacob Mizorowski tonight to deliver a free burger for the good people of the good land.
I think that's decent odds.
I think, yeah.
I think it's good odds.
I think it'd be all right. Yeah. Could be worse. But
well, what else we got coming up?
If you like football, this is the place to be. Big Ten Football Media Days underway. I know you guys just had Tom Kakert, but we'll hear from Tony Petitti. I've got a segment called Big's Best. Going to hear from Brett Bielema, also Matt Rule, and Dylan Raiola. Part of the show today, and happy training camp day, by the way, too.
Yes.
NFL starting training camps today. We'll do a segment called Read and React at 5:30 and get everybody set for the night ahead. So that's coming up.
Looking forward to it.
Should be a good one.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
We will have Thursday's program. Kirk Ferentz will talk on Thursday, so we'll have a lot of Kirk Ferentz stuff, and we'll have a topic for you coming up on Thursday as well. To update everyone, Prairie still with a 2-0 lead over Johnston, top of the sixth inning. Hawks have a runner on second with one out. David Faison up right now as the number 8 hitter for Prairie. So winner of that one will get City High coming up on, is that tomorrow? Well, in the semifinals in 4A. So Liberty comes up a little bit later on as well. Mark, enjoy your day off tomorrow.
I will. We'll see. See on Thursday. We'll see if the Brewers and White Sox lose by then.
Wow! Never thought I'd get White Sox thrown in there with another team with a winning
streak.
Two
hottest teams in the league, right? According to you.
Well, going for 5 in a row tonight. We'll see.
I'm envious.
See how it plays out. All right, stay tuned. Spencer on Sports next. You've been listening to the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating.